You're listening to SBS News.
The offensive that could mark the end of IS is a crucial and delicate exercise in an enclave filled with civilians who continue to stream out of the battle zone. The exchange of fire began at the weekend following the evacuation of around 20,000 civilians, but up to 1,000 remained besieged in the tiny area, the last sliver of IS-held territory. Ayman al-Assaf is a member of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, which are backed by United States airstrikes. He says they are now holding fire.
We are posing a siege on the village of Baghuz. We cannot move forward for the sake of the children and civilians. We are waiting for them to leave.
The trapped civilians, many of whom are relatives of those belonging to IS, outnumber the fighters, around 600 of them, mostly foreigners. IS once ruled a territory the size of Britain, but their presence in Iraq and Syria has been whittled down to this area, roughly the size of New York's Central Park. US defence authorities are predicting they will be completely wiped out of the region within a week. Yet PJ Crowley, a former spokesman for the US State Department, warns the IS legacy will live on.
What distinguished the caliphate from other extremist organizations was its ability to hold territory for a sustained period in Iraq and Syria. That phase obviously is coming to an end, but the Islamic State is going to be a force that we will have to reckon with, you know, for the indefinite future.
Despite that warning and similar predictions from others, the Trump government says it will start taking troops out of Syria within weeks. The move follows a surprise announcement of the imminent troop withdrawal by US President Donald Trump in December. But some are questioning the timing. Syria is juggling multiple conflicts where a string of competing powers, including Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Kurdish forces, are all active. PJ Crowley says the already complicated political situation in Syria could be intensified by a US withdrawal.
There are a lot of loose ends that will be left behind. You know, the conflict between the Kurdish forces and Turkey, the conflict between, you know, various Sunni elements and the Assad government, and the conflict between the United States and Iran. Those are all going to continue.
It's also feared a US withdrawal could disrupt, if not dissolve, peace efforts. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's concerned Iran is trying to extend its power in Syria. He says the issue will top the agenda of this week's US-backed Middle East conference in Poland.
The first issue on the agenda is Iran. How to continue preventing it from entrenching in Syria, how to thwart its aggression in the region, and, above all, how to prevent Iran from attaining nuclear weapons.
Iran has denounced the Poland summit as the US's anti-Iran circus. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.